This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As you've heard here on KMOX, the St. Louis Chess Club has reopened its expanded 30,000-square-foot campus. It's the largest in the United States and recognized globally as one of the most advanced centers in the world. I spoke with Maurice Ashley, the first African-American grandmaster, about that expansion and how the campus compares to others he's been to around the world.
There is no comparison with the St. Louis Chess Campus anywhere. I mean, first of all, the size is incredible. It's the biggest in the U.S. and one of the biggest in the world. It also has a broadcast studio, and you don't have chess clubs with broadcast studios because you don't have chess clubs doing these kind of elite events that they do here, and they do all the elite events, inviting all the top players from around the globe. Then you've got digital classrooms. You got places people can sit and hear and learn from top grandmasters. And here in St. Louis, you could throw a rock and hit a grandmaster. There's so many of them. So it's just really no comparison. This is the example par excellence, the top example you're going to find in the world of chess.
What have you seen as far as surge in interest in chess?
Chess has exploded. And many people probably saw The Queen's Gambit, that Netflix series with Beth Harmon that really had so many people watching and becoming interested in chess during the pandemic. You had websites that tripled and more their memberships as everybody was buying chess. The chessers were being sold out of places. Now people just love the game so much. They see how cool a game it is. It traditionally had this sort of nerd aspect to it. It still has it. I embrace my nerd side. But it's one of those things now that people realize, yeah, but wait, this could be cool too.
It's interesting, you say the tradition of chess, and I think some of us have that image of, you know, it being in a quiet hall with just a couple of people competing with each other. But you mentioned the broadcast facilities and some of the other things. Has it been hard to pull some of the traditional people in the sport into these more modern areas of expanding the game?
Not at all. I mean, people are used to seeing their favorite sports being broadcasted like everywhere and in the most posh and elite and dynamic ways. So to talk about chess in a different way, a much more modern kind of feel, me, I grew up in Brooklyn playing chess, Brooklyn, New York, and I played chess in the parks where they were trash-talking while you were playing. So I bring some of that style to it. I have to say some traditionalist feels like that could be a bit over the top, but the younger people, when they're hearing it, they're like, yeah, this is cool. We want to hear more of this. We want to have even an audience to cheer. You know, they have sometimes events where you have actually a live audience that can get excited behind the game. It's not your grandfather's game. Let's put it that way.
What is the future of chess?
It's more and more online. It's going even more into esports. Just now in the end of August, I was at the Esports Chess World Cup. So that's starting to happen where you see players even sitting across from each other, not with a chessboard in between them, but playing on computers, playing each other, which is very strange for old heads like me. But it's something now where in the modern age, chess marries very well with online play. You can play anyone from all over the world if you're interested at any time of day even or night, because you can jump online and just find somebody who's just as much of a chess geek as you are. So it's pretty cool that we have this now, this technology that chess has embraced, and that's going to be more and more the direction you see chess going. But it's not going to lose that intimate flavor of being able to sit across the board from somebody who may be a father, a friend, or a family member, grandma, whoever it is who wants to play. You can sit down and just play a game of chess.
I was reading where you have taken this and kind of leveraged it for other people to use some of the principles and strategies in chess in other aspects of their life. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, chess is a thinking game. I mean, it's a mind game. It's something where you can't just act and react. You have to stop, think for a moment at least, study your opponent, know what your opponent's thinking, just like any competitor, a sports competitor or an athlete or someone in the boardroom has to know what their opposition is thinking about. You've got to strategize, plan ahead. And we have multiple strategies in chess, not just looking ahead, but starting at the end and working backwards to solve problems. So we bring all these strategies that chess teaches us. I even wrote a book about it called Move by Move that talks about these kind of life strategies that chess has taught me that we're able to apply in the real world.
When we look at some of the events and activities that are coming up at the club, this newly expanded club, what does it mean for you personally to see this?
Well, it's extraordinary because, first of all, you have the national championships, which showcases all the top players in the country coming here to play and compete for national titles. But then they have two other events, two of which I actually designed personally. They're called Clutch Chess. It's an event that basically you start at 1 point value for winning, and then it doubles, and then it triples. So the more you go, the higher the stakes. And they have been kind enough to invite the best players of all time to play. And I went in, and I say that, I'm not exaggerating. At the end of the month, we're going to have the four brightest stars in chess. No exaggeration again. First of all, world champion Gukesh Dhammaraju, 19 years old, coming to play against some other top players. World number one, Magnus Carlsen, who was world champion for several years. You've got the top two players in the U.S., Hikaru Nakamura and Fabiano Caruana. Those four are going to battle it out for over $400,000 in prize money. In total, they're giving away about $1 million in prize money. So for me, growing up in Brooklyn, playing chess in the parks, trash-talking chess with my friends, to now be here at the epicenter of world chess is insane. And I'm just thrilled to see it happen. I got to pinch myself. It's like a dream come true.
Well, thank you so much for spending a little time with our listeners this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Maurice Ashley. Along with being the first African-American grandmaster, he's a coach, author, ESPN commentator, iPhone app designer, puzzle inventor, and motivational speaker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.